Want to listen to The Sound of Surrey live? Couldn't be easier. Download the Brooklands Radio app right now through Google Play or the App Store to listen to us anytime, any day, anywhere. Brooklands Radio.
So with me today, I've got Glenda Shawley. Good afternoon, Glenda.
Hello, Jill. Nice to be here.
Yeah, it's lovely to have you. Glenda runs a company called The Training Pack, which we'll hear a little bit more about later on. But Glenda, you've also just had your first book published.
I have. All very exciting.
Very exciting. Glenda's book is called Founded After 40. So tell us what inspired you to write a book.
I think probably the biggest inspiration was all the people that I know that I've spoken at meetings, and they all say, you should write a book. And it was something I'd always thought I'd like to do, but wasn't quite sure what the angle was. And then last year, I found it.
Brilliant. So, brilliant. And I know you've done amazingly well, because Glenda decided to write this book in January last year.
That's right.
Gave yourself a target of a year, and you did it.
I did. I wanted it to be published before the end of the year, and I got the first copy in my sticky little hands on Christmas Eve.
Which is fantastic. Amazing. Yes. You've done extremely well there, Glenda. So
Thank you. The title
is really interesting, Founded Over 40. What made you choose the over 40s?
I think it's a growing entrepreneurial area. I think we're living longer. We're thinking about how we're going to eke out the pensions for long enough. We're actually not ready to give up working as early. And when I did the research, people said that's what they were interested in. So it really chose itself.
Okay, no, that's good. You're absolutely right. I think it's, we're all keeping ourselves younger and fitter and healthier.
Mm-hmm.
And it does get to the stage, I know it did with me, where you're in that corporate role and you think, actually, I don't want to do this anymore.
That's right. Yeah.
But I'm not ready to give
up.
No,
or there are mums who've had children and the children have started to grow up, but they don't really want to go back to that tied environment of the corporate world. Or there's people who've taken retirement and then thought, actually, I'm bored. I want something to do.
Yeah.
So there's a whole range of reasons why people might start a business after 40. Mm. And that's what I'm trying to tap into.
Brilliant, brilliant. So, as I said before, Glenda's book has some amazing advice for you. What do you wish, Glenda, that you'd known when you first started your business, which I believe was over 24 years ago?
It was, yes. 1st of September 1992. Seems like yesterday, but it's 24 years. And I wish somebody had said to me then, think what you really want your business to look like in 25 years time. Because I had a goal that was to work a couple of days a week around my young child, and I did that. And then as she grew up, my son grew up, I extended the hours. But if I'd known what I was trying to achieve in 25 years time, I'd have set the business up, made decisions based on that, and would have been much more strategic.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing I'd really have liked to know.
Being strategic, and I think just being a bit more structured. I think like all of us who have our own businesses can wish we were a bit more like that.
I think
that,
so,
can't we?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so what do you think are the greatest challenges for people starting a business today?
I think these days there are so many businesses that finding a business and being able to stand out from the crowd is it. But I think one of the things we have to remember is that we're all unique. Yes. And if we can find something that really taps into who we are and use that to differentiate ourselves, that's one of the easiest ways to do it. And then, of course, we've got to stay up to date with technology.
Yes.
That's a challenge in itself.
That is a challenge. Yeah, it is. But you're right. Something that is almost part of us, something we can really get passionate about.
Yes.
And fall in love with.
Absolutely. Because the going will get tough. And it's good to have that.
Yeah, no, it is good to have that. And do you think that running a business is right for everyone?
It's probably not, although I think there are so many different options. Things like network marketing and franchising, where there's a lot of support available for people. More people perhaps can do that than a truly entrepreneurial and starting something from scratch. So, no, it's not right for everybody, because you've got to have a degree of resilience and self-belief. But I think for many people it can be.
Okay, no, you're right. There's so many different types of businesses these days. This is probably quite a difficult question, but what kind of businesses do you think work best for the over 40s?
I think it's something that taps into somebody's passion and their skills and experience. So it might be something that somebody turns from a hobby into something. It might be where they can use their home, perhaps in terms of B&B or something like that. Or it's tapping into the skills that they've acquired over a corporate career or that kind of thing. I think what we have to be careful at over 40 is that we anticipate the future and the fact that we're not going to be as mobile as we were. And so maybe a physically demanding job isn't perhaps right for somebody over 40,
yeah,
unless they know the business can afford to take some staff on and
work that way. I think you're right. Get something that you can work from home. It's such a dream, isn't it?
It is.
To have that commuting, not to worry when there's a rail strike.
That's a godsend, even to be able to sit in your pyjamas and work for the day.
Yes, I've done that many times.
I think many of us have.
Yeah.
We might not own up to it.
No,
we don't put
no.
the camera on.
No, or I have even been in meetings with teams in Australia where I've got my makeup on and a jumper on, but I've actually got my pyjamas on the bottom.
Why?
And I haven't showered.
No, if the hair's all right, that's fine.
That's fine, yes, yeah. Oh, dear. Okay, so you talk about people having the right why for their business. Tell me a bit more about what that means.
I really think that it's important to connect to something that will motivate us when the going's tough. So having a really good reason why we're doing the business. And I think if people can find a why that other people can buy into as well, that's really helpful. Because my why when I started was to have independence, to be able to be there for my children and to have that sort of flexibility. But why would anybody else buy that from me? And I think if you can find something that you're passionate about that other people will recognise, that's even better.
Yeah, I know lots of my colleagues, we all have a why. First of all, it's to replace a corporate income or to allow you to be at home with children.
Yes.
But you're right, as you grow and your business grows, I mean, certainly me and a lot of my friends, we become more philanthropical.
That's right.
You have a much wider reason.
Yes.
That helps get you out of
bed. That's right. Mine has moved to being there to help other people to set up their dream businesses and live and work on their own terms.
Yeah. And let's face it, it keeps the grey matter ticking over, which
it certainly does.
Wards off any other awful things we might get.
Quite.
What are your top three tips for someone starting a business?
I think the first one has got to be don't think you can sell to everybody, because nobody can.
Yeah.
So it's really important to have a clear idea of who your ideal customer is and why they would want to buy from you. And then one mistake that I see a lot of people making, and I absolutely advise against, is not fighting on the lowest price.
Yeah. You know,
charging what your service is worth and making sure that people see the value, because charging the lowest price is just a race to the bottom.
Mm.
And the third tip would be you've got to market consistently, because nobody can buy from a business they haven't heard of.
Yeah.
And if you're not consistent, it's like turning the taps on and water comes out and then you turn them off again and you've got no customers coming forward.
Yeah.
So it is something we've got to find time for
time. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I think that's one of the toughest things if you're in a business where it's you.
Yes, because you're so busy trying to run your business, service your customers and trying to do the marketing as well.
Yeah.
But sometimes you have to get some outsourcing done with get some help or automate something even.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I once heard a quote and it was make sure you spend 90 minutes a day working on your business rather than in your business.
Yes, and I've included a tip in the book that I call the power hour. It's a lesson I learned from an American guru. But doing the hour before you start anything else, before you turn on Facebook, before you turn on your emails, spend an hour working on your own business. And if you do that every day, 5 days a week, you've created 6 weeks worth of the average working week to work on your business. What can we do in 6 weeks?
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, I know from when I first started that running a business can be quite scary and quite lonely. So how do you think new business owners can deal with their fears?
Well, I think they need to make sure that they've done their research and that they've got a sound basis on which to build a business. But you and I both know that building a tribe of fellow business owners who have your back and who you can ring up and say, I'm having a tough day, have you got time for a coffee, or I've got a problem with this customer, what do you think I should do about it? And just getting together from time to time with other business owners who get it and get you, I think can be really helpful, and they really pick you up when the tough going.
Yeah, Glenda and I are both members of Fabulous Women and Marvellous Men, and it's a brilliant networking organisation. There's lots of other ones out there. We're probably a bit biased because we love
that. We certainly are. We love it.
We love it, and it's a very supportive environment. It so, is. Yeah, get yourself to some networking.
Yeah, and, I think people need to go and test out the different yes. organisations and find where their particular tribe is.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
There are lots of them.
Yeah. So how will your book help someone who's thinking of starting up?
Well, what people told me they wanted was a step-by-step guide, and that's what I've tried to do. So I've taken people from really connecting with their why through the various stages, the research, identifying the business model, and then thinking through their brand and how that's going to develop and who their customers are and all the rest of it. And each chapter has a number of different examples. So I'm delighted that you're one of the features in there, Jill. But lots of people who have been running businesses, not the big gurus, not the big names, but people like us who've run businesses of different kinds and who are sharing their lessons and their tips in there as well. And each chapter has a summary at the end of it, some action points and some things to think about. But the book is also accompanied with a downloadable workbook, which turns into the business plan. So it takes people through the exercises, through the decision-making process, helps them with things like market research and analysing the results, so that hopefully they're able to make sound decisions on what the business should be and how they're going to set it up.
Okay. Well, I've got a copy of the book and I have read probably about a quarter of it now and skimmed through the rest. So I know there's some great things like finding time. And so, Glenda, how can people get hold of a copy of your book?
Well, it's available on that well-known site, Amazon. But also I have a website for the book, and that's probably the easiest way. So it's www.foundedafter40.co.uk.
And it's 40, not the word 40.
It is 40. Yes.
.co.uk. Okay, that's fantastic. Right. Well, Glenda, thank you so much for coming in to talk to us today. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you for having me, Jill.
Thank
you. That's brilliant. Thank you.